Chapter 14, Getting Over Your Insecurities. Ever say these things to yourself? I'm too pimply-faced. I'm too fat. I'm too poor. I live with my parents. I don't have a car. I'm so painfully shy. I want you to think about any internal beliefs that you hold which are preventing you from believing that you are attractive to women. Because your reality is whatever you create, you need to destroy the bad internal beliefs that are making you unconfident and unattractive to women. I'm not going to claim this is easy, because it isn't. I used to be painfully shy, although my real problem was my fear of talking to people, especially girls. I rationalized it by telling myself things like, I really value privacy and I want everyone to stay out of my business. It wasn't until I dropped my ego and took a realistic assessment of my life that I realized shyness was a core problem for me. This required me to find my deep-rooted beliefs. I realized that I put too much concern in what other people thought of me. The thought of getting rejected made me afraid. Once I'd identified the true core belief that was holding me back, I was able to drop my ego and confront that belief head-on. For me, that was an amazing breakthrough, because once I dropped my ego, I permanently got over my shyness around women, and it literally happened overnight. So from that point onward, whenever I talked to people, I worked on focusing externally, that is, on them and what the conversation was about, not on internal things like, I want this person to like me. Conversely, you may have certain internal beliefs that serve you well. Identify these also and reinforce them. I happen to be genetically gifted when it comes to building muscle, so as I think of myself as a muscular man, it helps my confidence level. It's now time for an easy alpha male exercise. Three of them, in fact. Okay, for this, you're going to get out a piece of paper as we did before. Once I ask the question, you pause the audio and give your full answer. You ready? Okay. Number one, identify the good core beliefs about yourself that you hold. Number two, what you need to do is you need to reinforce the good core beliefs that you have by amplifying what's good about you. So pause the audio and write down what specific things you're going to do to reinforce those good core beliefs that you hold. Number three, now I want you to identify all of the bad core beliefs that you hold, because the first and biggest step toward eliminating them is to identify them. Getting over your insecurities won't happen instantly unless you fully open your mind to it and put out full effort to do the three exercises that I just gave you. Even if you're skeptical, if you work on it slowly but surely, it will happen. Take baby steps to observe your behaviors and thoughts, and isolate those thought patterns which are good, and those which you want to change. And do yourself a favor and save all of your analyzing for later, when you're home by yourself, not when you're in the field with a woman. When you're with a woman, keep yourself focused outwardly and just think about the conversation at hand. This will cause you to feel relaxed and therefore more attractive to her because you're projecting confidence, which increases your likelihood of getting laid.